The investigator hired by the Anchorage Assembly says he found no evidence of any intent by municipal employees or election workers to unfairly influence the outcome of the election. Instead, he finds two main things led to problems on election night: what he calls a hands-off management style by the municipal clerk, and a deputy clerk with limited experience. Attorney Dan Hensley, a retired Alaska Superior Court judge, issued the report. He did not return phone calls by deadline. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall says he was not surprised that most of the blame fell on former municipal clerk Barbara Grunstein.
Barbara had shared with me that she hadn't been as involved in this election as she should have been. If she had been more on top of what was going on, would have probably been able to prevent it happening.
The Anchorage Assembly hired Hensley in May. The deputy clerk, Jacqueline Duke, was fired May 9th. Grunstein gave her resignation May 29th. The report confirms that 65 out of 121 polling places ran out of ballots, and that as early as 2 p.m. on election day, election workers were calling with concerns about running short. Mayor Dan Sullivan easily won re-election, and none of the races were close enough to be reversed by ballot shortages. The report suggests the municipal clerk's office staff was stretched thin on election day, but does not blame staff cuts. Hall:
what it states in his report is he didn't think understaffing was what caused the problem. He thought that having the additional part-time help would probably have made a difference. But as far as the election going awry because of understaffing, he didn't think that was true.
Hensley notes that close to 300 voters either left in frustration or were sent to other polling places because of the ballot shortage. He acknowledges that an email sent by Jim Minnery with the Alaska Family Council exacerbated the ballot shortage problem, but said it was not the primary cause for the shortage. The email incorrectly advised constituents that they could register at the polls on election day to vote against Proposition 5, a ballot initiative to strengthen the municipality's Equal Rights Act. Hall says the Assembly is considering making such interference in elections a punishable crime.
It's not currently, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't be made so. It would be a misdemeanor of some sort. We've had conversations about it and what the probability was of this occurring again in the future, and it's still a topic of discussion with the election committee.
Hensley made 6 recommendations to the Assembly in his report, including more hands-on management, better training for election workers, and more Assembly oversight of the clerk's office. But he did not recommend any specific plan on how to distribute the required ballots in the future.
That was surprising to me. We just come out of an election that went badly, and it went badly because we didn't have ballots in the right place.
Hall says he'll push for a new distribution formula despite the report. In conclusion, Hensley writes, quote, "This year's ballot shortage was the combination of several events unlikely to occur in the same combination in the future, especially if other recommended changes are made in the municipal clerk's office," end quote. In short, it was a perfect storm. Assembly Chair Ernie Hall agrees.
The longer it goes and everything's fine, everybody gets a little more complacent, a committee's dropped here, a committee's dropped there, and then the perfect storm occurs and you go back and you have to reassess and make sure that you get municipal code changed and protocols put into place that hopefully you avoid this from ever happening again in the future.
There is an Anchorage Assembly work session to review the report on September 7th. Hensley is planning a follow-up report in about 2 weeks. The Assembly agreed to pay Hensley up to $35,000 for the 9-page report. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.